Thanks, everyone. It's nice to see people still hanging in till the end. So I'm Michelle Jester. I am the research manager at the National Association of Community Health Centers, which is a trade association that represents all federally qualified health centers, and we're located in Washington, D.C. And it's my pleasure to be here today to talk to you guys about a very collaborative project that identifies kind of the key organizational factors or patient and provider demographics that really can enable health center research. And I'd like to acknowledge our partners who unfortunately couldn't be here with us today, but the George Washington University School of Public Health and the Clinical and Translational Science Institute at the Children's National Medical Center in George Washington University. I have nothing to disclose. So this research focuses on federally qualified health centers, so I just wanted to give a brief introduction as to what they are. So they are federally funded primary care organizations that provide comprehensive health care services to the medically underserved populations. They currently serve over 22 million people in the United States, and that evens out to about 1 in 15 people, so their reach is quite broad. They provide services on a sliding fee scale and are open to all regardless of their ability to pay or their insurance status. And just some demographics about their patient population. Most all are below the 200% federally poverty level. About a little over 40% are on Medicaid, over a third are uninsured, and about two-thirds are racial and ethnic minorities. Okay, so why is this important? So community health centers and other safety net providers really serve these medically underserved populations that experience really high rates of chronic disease and health disparities. However, they're often traditionally left out of research. So if research is going to be increasingly used to kind of validate or improve healthcare practices, it's really important that all types of communities are engaged in the research process to really figure out kind of which interventions work best under which conditions and under which populations. We feel that community providers could have a lot to contribute to research in terms of their unique patient populations, their unique model of care, and their governing board system. However, little is known about their participation in research. You know, why do they engage in research? Like, who do they partner with? What barriers do they face in participating in research? So we feel it's really important to kind of better understand what factors really kind of contribute to someone or an organization participating in research, and this could help provide insight as to what resources are needed to really engage and what resources should be built in terms of capacity to be able to engage in research. So this project brought together a really unique collaboration of a bunch of institutions and kind of on the state, regional, and national levels. So to kind of address this need, since we don't really know much about health centers' participation in research, we wanted to really design the first national survey to kind of figure out all of these things. So this brought together the National Association of Community Health Centers with George Washington University and the National Institutes of Health-funded Clinical and Translational Science Award. And for those that aren't familiar, the CTSA or CTSI, that is a program that was developed by the NIH to kind of really move research from bench to bedside. And what a really unique component of that was to really engage communities in this process. At first, it was a requirement to have kind of this community engagement component that has been lacked some recently, and so that has caused some stir, some concern, but the premise of that is still there. This also brought the South Carolina Primary Healthcare Association, which is a state association of health centers for South Carolina, and they partnered with the University of South Carolina CDC Cancer Control Prevention Research Network, so a CD-funded initiative. And then it also brought together CHARN, the Community Health Applied Research Network, which is a HRSA-funded initiative. So again, kind of lots of different kind of funded partnerships, state, regional, national partners coming together. So that was, we were really thrilled about that. So I'm not going to focus on the national survey that much because that's not what this presentation is about. I will present a couple of slides of results just to kind of orient everyone, but these methods apply to the research that I will be presenting. So we conducted the national survey over 1,000 health centers, and then we linked that national survey data to some organizational administrative data that all health centers report. It's called the Uniform Data System, or UDS. And we used that linked data, and then we ran some t-tests, some chi-square tests, and some other statistical tests to really kind of assess the differences between health centers that engage in research versus those that don't, and what kind of are those key organizational factors that kind of contribute to participating in research. So just a brief overview of some results that we received from the survey. We found that actually over half of health centers already participate in research, which is great. But I do want to kind of point out your attention to that yellow highlighted box, that of those that already participate in research, over two-thirds are interested in expanding their research activities. And then if you go to kind of that third box from the left on the bottom, of those that currently do not participate in research, over half are interested in getting started. So again, this represents a huge opportunity to really start engaging community partners in research, but we need to figure out kind of what do they need, what kinds of capacities or infrastructure or resources do they need to kind of either expand or start getting involved in research. Most of their research is done in partnership with academics. Over 20%, so over one in five health centers actually do conduct research on their own, which we found very interesting. However, when health centers are saying that maybe they want to expand their research activities, maybe it's because they want to do more independent research. And what roles do they take in research? Most roles that health centers take in research revolve around kind of implementing the research study. So whether that's recruiting research participants, collecting the data, rather than really kind of coming up with the research questions or kind of analyzing the results and interpreting them in the community context. And so this is really important because essentially the community is not being involved in terms of identifying the needs that should be research of the community, or really kind of translating kind of like, okay, we got these results, what does this really mean for the community, or maybe why did we get these results? So it's really important to have that community context and that community perspective there at the table. So when we did our analyses of comparing health centers that engage in research to those that do not, along the key organizational factors, we found that health centers that engage in research are more likely to be located in urban settings and are more likely to be healthcare for the homeless grantees. Now, this isn't terribly surprising. If you're located in an urban area, you probably are located closer to universities or other academic institutions that could facilitate partnerships. Also, if you're in a rural location, not only could you not be near a university, but you may be one of a few or maybe the only care provider in the area, and so your focus definitely needs to be on providing clinical care. Interestingly, electronic health record adoption was not found to be significant, but that's because both groups seem to have pretty high rates of electronic health record adoption. So along patient and provider factors that contribute to research, we found that the size of the health center, like how many patients do they serve, was significant. Health centers that engage in research tend to serve almost twice as many as health centers that do not engage in research. We also found that having more minority patients was significant, and having kind of a larger physician to non-physician provider ratio, and then also a larger enabling services provider to patient ratio were found to be significant. Again, this probably plays into the fact that if you're a larger health center, you potentially have more resources to serve your larger patient population, and then having more resources, you could potentially be more flexible or have the ability to potentially invest in other areas or divert staff and other resources to research. So when we assessed all of these factors that were found to be significant, when we controlled for other factors, we found that only health center size and then the enabling services providers to patient ratio were found to be significant when controlling for other factors. So what does this mean, and why is this important? I mean, these results aren't terribly surprising, but it's good to have this data to really show that, you know, you need resources, you need infrastructure, you need capacity if you're really going to be able to engage in research. Again, the larger side probably provides more flexibility and ability for health centers to invest in staff and resources necessary for research. And then potentially having a more diverse patient population could be potentially attractive for research institutions or funders in terms of having different types of research or different populations involved in research. But the main thing is that we need more community-engaged research. We need to be able to build sustainable relationships that last beyond just one research project to lead to more fruitful and sustained interventions. We need to make sure all partners understand the different circumstances that they face and kind of what could enable their participation or what could potentially be challenges or barriers to participation. Again, the clinical, the CTSA, or the CTSI, that had a requirement that you had to have this community engagement component, but then that was laxed. And so that creates just a huge kind of, what do we do? You know, what, you know, how do we really kind of demonstrate that this is really important when you're engaging in research? So we hope having kind of some data like this to really show that it's important and that you just need to just build that capacity and build those relationships, we just think would be really important. And we just need to make sure that the communities have that knowledge. They know what the needs are, they know what should be researched, and they know how to really kind of interpret and then translate those findings to make sure that the research interventions are pushed into the community and that it's taken up by the community to lead to more improvements in health outcomes and health interventions. And that's it. So thank you.